Allow me first to apologize. I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility of repetition. I enjoy them as much as any other. But in the spirit of commemoration, whereby important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death, or the end of some awful bloody struggle, they're celebrated by a nice holiday. I thought we could mark this, October the 5th, as a new day. There are, of course, those that don't wish us to speak. Why? Because while the truncheon may be in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there's something terribly wrong with the world, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression, and where once you had the freedom to object and to think and to speak as you saw fit, you now have censors and surveillance, coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only to look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems that which conspired to corrupt your reason and to rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you. And in your panic, you turned to our so-called leaders. They promised you order. They promised you peace. And all they demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. But if you see what I see, and if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then you will turn your backs on these monsters, and together we can create a planet that is fit for humans. So what is civilization? We look at it, I've looked at it, for tens of thousands of years. It has been before us all along, as a zoo enveloping our very beings. What is this thing that we call civilization, and what is its purpose? As I go back in time, deeper and deeper, farther and farther back, we come back to ancient Egyptians and the lands of Mur. And we find that they were mining this planet for resources. Why? Why would we want to mine our planet? And why is it that Egypt sprung out of nowhere? It has no forebear. It comes from nowhere. It's a transplant colony from somewhere. Who are these men that we see before us? Who are these leaders that seem to be leading us astray? Why is it that all the ages that they have existed in power has been nothing but strife and war? Who are these men? When I look to 911, I don't see an inside job. I see an Illuminati job. I see a global plan set out to bring us to coercion, to have us conform to their will. And isn't that really what it's all about? Conforming to their will? Life on this planet is not humane, and it never has been. Why? Because it's not human. It was never developed by humans for humans. If anything, at this current point, it generates cash. What is cash? But merely a pentacle, a magical sigil, an emblem of control. Notice this man, V. We are getting to the age of the dark hero. We are getting to the age where Superman is replaced by the Hellspawn. We have the death of Superman. He's killed off, and he is replaced by a Hellspawn. This is conditioning. We have Batman getting his back broken. And he is replaced by an angry villain who knows nothing but death. And who is this angry villain that replaced the original Batman, who was actually the son of a Templar? None other than Azazel, a fallen angel, taking over. We are in the age of the Dark Hero, folks, and this is being set up and conditioned into our brains. We are being subjected to a new mode of thinking, whereby America needs to become a tyrant. If America didn't become a tyrant, they could never point to us and say, hey, look what happens when you have been given freedom. You will become perverse. They can never look to America in the global future when the global government is ruling and say, look what happens. America's the best reason to not give you freedom. They've become perverted tyrants. Who is this Illuminati? Who are these brotherhoods of darkness that rule our world, and why have we given them our power? Civilization has nothing to do with humanity. It's never been humane, and it never will be until we take the power back. But how do we do that? Do we fight? Do we pull out our guns and shoot down those who oppress us? Well, certainly, would we not just simply replace the dictator that already stands before us? No, America has never been free. It's a civilization that's inhumane. These men that we see here, they are brainwashed, they are mind controlled, they are under trauma-based mind control. They don't even know what it means to be human. They've never experienced it. I come from a unique perspective. I have the ability to know something that many others do not. Because I travel all the time and I see people all the time. I go places everywhere. And one thing that I found to be true in all my travels and no matter where I went was that humans are good. This is not what they want you to believe. This is not what they want you to know. They want you to think we're a virus on this planet, incapable of catering to our own humanity, incapable of taking care of ourselves and others, that we need these people to rule over us. And we let them. This is a choice that we have taken. Now, granted, we have been lost in this matrix. We were born into captivity. We simply have an inkling of understanding of what reality truly is. We don't have a historical precedent for a human civilization. It's never been there. Now these bloodlines that rule our world, they track their lives back to ancient Atlantis. They practice ritual magic and occultism. Why? That is one question that's going to be sought deeply here on the Freeman Perspective, and I have many experts ready to come and talk to you. We're going to dig into this thing. Who is that man there? What is his purpose? What is his form and function? Certainly, he is not a leader of humanity. Would you ever let this man take care of your children? I think not. We sense this outside world, but all we see is oppression. All we see is death and destruction. All we see is the world that they present to us. And so we live in fear and we cower from them and we're afraid to say what we truly feel. Political correctness is actually a form of mind control. We sense this world that exists outside of us. We know it's there. But when we are constantly bombarded with images of nothing but hate, deceit, and crime, where can we put our faith? We don't get to see one another. We're all held up in our cubicles, in our own little conditioned environments, so that we can never speak to one another and find out what I know, and that is that you and I are good people, and that there are hundreds, if not millions and millions of people on this planet that are all good. That's the message they don't want you to see. And I'll tell you, the Hollywood is the magical rod that the magician made his wand from. And he comes from Kali, fornication, the lover of death. Don't believe Hollywood. Don't believe me. Look into your own hearts. Find out that this is true. Go and speak and learn and meet other people around you so that they all know that you're human and that we together are women and men. And that we together, humanity, manifest reality. It's us that manifest the reality that we see. The reason that we see what we see, and why I said that you needed to look into the mirror to find the culprit bringing this about, is because we have been brainwashed, conditioned to see world in a particular manner. And so we manifest that. And this is their power. Us. They use us, our own powers of manifestation, our very consciousness that creates reality to bring about this chaos, destruction. They need chaos and destruction. They thrive off of it. This is their, now who are they, right? I keep saying the they and the there. Who are they? We call them the Illuminati. But what makes the Illuminati the Illuminati? Well, I've looked deep into this picture and I've come up with a continual answer that just seems to constantly fit, and that is that the Illuminati use occultic ritual, ancient rituals from ancient Atlantis, to call about pan-dimensional beings. Believe it or not, the very book that Aleister Crowley, the most infamous magician that was ever known to humanity, his very handwritten book channeled from a creature, I don't know what else to call him, Iwas, a pan-dimensional being, is housed right here at UT campus. Because our universities are nothing but forms of mind control. And they are there to develop an understanding of the occult world that they have uncovered through ritual magic. That's what your university is doing. Occult magic includes the destruction of the atom and the creation of the atom. This is their way. These are the tools necessary for them to escape and kill us all off in the process. Now, there's certainly going to come a time when there's great fear, great panic, one simple flu epidemic, and we're all running. We're heading straight for those leaders, the very ones who created the pandemic in the first place, to give us our chip so that we can be safe. They're feeding us Mickey Mouse food. There's not a bit of food out there on the planet that's worth eating unless you've grown it and cooked it yourself. And this is very important. The food that we ingest are the very matter that we use to exist. It is the very thoughts, the consciousness that exists within your brain. Start with the food that you put into your mouth. You wonder why they're spreading McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell? Because it lowers you. It lowers your vibration in your very consciousness. Now, these men have been chasing gold all their lives. We must wonder why. What makes gold so special? Why is this the gold of the gods? Why is it that the Incans, when approached by Cortez, said, ah, here are our gods, and started giving them all the gold? They expected their gods to be men, and they knew that they were miners for the gods. The Templars came along, and they took the gold. And they used the towers, the symbol of the twin columns, the twin pillars, known as Jachin and Boaz in the Masonic world. And the bringing down of the towers is a very symbol of the end of this bipolarity that they have created, the order out of chaos. So when you see the twin pillars, the twin columns, these are coming from ancient Atlantis. This is where the history of Atlantis comes from, with Plato and Timaeus and Critias. Solon, a man who wanted to know the secrets of Egypt, because strangely enough, Egypt was known as the most civilized, happiest civilization on planet Earth. Solon was in a Roman world, and he had to figure out how to compete or to bring compatibility between the people and the leaders. He was stuck in the middle, so he went to the pyramids, and he asked the Egyptians. Now, he had to wait 20 years before he could be initiated into the rituals underneath the subterranean world that exists under the Giza Plateau. And they took him down there, and they brought him through a canal of water deep down inside of the earth, and they showed him two columns and said, this is the power of controlling civilization and humanity. The twin columns, the twin powers, create the problem, offer the solution, the reaction in the middle. This is the symbol of the Trinity, these constant symbols that we are seeing. We find that it is not one or the other that they are after. They are certainly, if they were to create the villain, Osama bin Laden, they also need to create the hero, George W. Bush. But it's neither that are important. It's our reaction within the center that is of their concern. So we must be careful when they... when we find that we want to kill Bush, kill Bush. I mean, what a horrible message that is. No, we don't want to kill anyone. We want to live on a peaceful, loving planet, do we not? We do not want to replace this dictator with our own dictator. That's not the goal. So when they offer us up Bush as the anti-hero, the dark hero, the V, the Batman, the Spawn, Hell Spawn, we must consider that they're offering us both options, the villain and the hero. But the truth of the matter is, we are the heroes. And the simple matter is, our consciousness creates what we know and what we see. And they limit this constantly by limiting words that we can learn, words that we know, concepts that we can construct. So be wary if you're out there screaming killed Bush or that 911 is an inside job, because it's not. It's bigger than that. It's an Illuminati job. It's a global job. It's an occultist job. And these twin columns, these twin towers are their symbol, as was the capping of the Great Pyramid with gold and Y2K. And the villains that we constantly see in the school shootings, in the Waco, in the Oklahoma City bombing. Look to these men who are perpetrating, or at least are the fall guys in this story. And you'll find that they've all been brainwashed by the military. Timothy McVeigh was absolutely military. And he came from Elohim City, the city of the gods. So don't be fooled. These men are trying to corrupt your brain. And they've been doing a damn good job of it. But how can we know? We have been raised in captivity. We've never known anything else. Aleister Crowley has a history of Atlantis written out, and in his book he has thus, as the slaves in the field, toiling and dying. And then in the fields is a giant obelisk. And on it, it says, if you want to be free, simply fly. But strangely, we equate freedom with fear. We must have a government. We must have a police force. This is the thoughts that we have been trained to think. Because if we didn't, then there would be chaos and disorder. Everybody would be killing everybody. Well, that's why I'm here to tell you that that's just not the truth. That is not the truth at all. Humans are good. I've seen it over and over and over again. But we are being programmed by the magic wand, the Hollywood, to believe that we are all perverted, evil tyrants, and that we all should be afraid of one another, and that if we actually had true freedom, that we would be at each other's throats. Do you think that's true? It's not. So, I've come here to try and bring these things before you, to discuss men like George W. Bush, to bring this conspiracy theory to a whole new fore. Because I see the message of fighting the New World Order, of killing W., of bringing about nothing but more destruction. This story of V, V for Vendetta, in the famous gunpowder plot is a prime example of how this can occur. And the story is so twisted, you're never going to believe it. You see, there were two men. It was Tom Piercy and a man named Catesby that plotted, or were plotted for, to blow up Parliament while King James was inside. This is the famous November 5th gunpowder plot of 1605. Truth be known, these two men were set up by a man from Venetian intelligence who was also an occultist, one of the secret hidden hands ruling our world. He got Catesby and Percy to go ahead and set up this gunpowder plot. Now, the character inside of V is known as Guy Fawkes, and that's actually where we get the term Fall Guy, because he was set up to be caught, just like Timothy McVeigh, just like Terry Nichols, just like many other that have been set to be caught in these created events. So, they got the gunpowder under the Parliament, but it turned out to be corn powder. It was inert, would have never exploded in the first place. But they didn't know that. These guys were being set up, just like the others being set up in the World Trade Center or Oklahoma City bombing. It's all the same story. So Percy and Catesby, they think they know what's going on. They get that all ready. They're ready to blow up King James. And the member of the Venetian intelligence, the member Lord Cecil, who is the occultist in the group and within the king's realms, hanging out with King James, he comes along and says, "Hey, you know, I just got word. They're going to blow up Parliament, and they intend to blow you up." So King James sends out forces and he gets it all ready, and they shoot Catesby and Percy on the spot. But they save the Fall Guy, Guy Fawkes, for the show trial, just like the Nuremberg trials. This is the same thing over and over again. But you see, the plot was set up so that Catesby and Percy would be blamed as the perpetrators, and they were Catholic. They wanted to believe that the Catholics were fighting with the Church of England. But they were being set up, all of them, all around, by this man, Lord Cecil. So they took Guy Fawkes and they brought him out, and they were going to hang him, quarter him, rip him to shreds in front of everyone. But he jumped off the side and broke his own neck so that he didn't have to go through all that. Well, it gets even stranger, because after all this occurred and the gunpowder plot did not happen, Parliament was not blown up, and we did not lose our civil liberties as many had thought the case was going to be. But then America comes around, and next thing we know, we have our 14th president, Franklin Pierce. Well, it turns out that the Percys had to change their name to Pierce after the gunpowder plot fiasco. So Franklin Pierce, our 14th president, just happens to be a direct descendant of Thomas Percy, who tried to commit the gunpowder plot to blow up King James I, who wrote the King James Bible, or paid for it. So Franklin Pierce, the descendant of Thomas Percy, who was the gunpowder plot to blow up King James, was replaced by the 15th president of America. It was James Buchanan. It was none other than the direct descendant of King James I, who was the recipient of the gunpowder under Parliament and the author of the gunpowder plot. Or the recipient of the gunpowder plot. And strangely enough, both King James, the one who created the Bible, and King James, who became our 15th president, were both homosexual pedophiles. Now this story gets even weirder. You thought that was weird enough. Franklin Pierce has genetic line, comes down to Pauline Pierce. Pauline Pierce goes off and goes to France to hang out with Aleister Crowley, the most wickedest man in the world. The man who has his very own handwritten works from the pan-dimensional being in here on UT campus. Pauline Pierce goes to France and hangs out with this man, Aleister Crowley. They have massive rituals, sexual rituals that bring about total exhaustion. And it was at this point that Aleister Crowley contacted Awas and channeled the Book of the Law through Pauline Pierce, because it's the women that are the channels. Pauline Pierce comes back to America, and 9 months later she gives birth to none other than Barbara Pierce. Barbara Pierce goes on to get married to George Herbert Walker Bush, and lo and behold, W is the grandson of Aleister Crowley. So if you see, this line carries on and on and on, and it's always the same people perpetrating it. If you follow the bloodlines back, you'll find that all of our presidents have belonged to the same Freemason, or have belonged to the same bloodlines, these royal bloodlines, the divine right to rule. We've never elected a president in America. It's a total farce. The whole idea, the experiment of New Atlantis, America that we live in, was set up to bring about a global new world order. Can you believe that? All of our leaders have been Freemasons, or half of them have been Freemasons. All of them are of the same bloodline as the divine right to rule. I don't think we can show this. That's all right. You check out my video. I have them all listed. Go to my website, thefreemanperspective.blogspot.com. Or come down to Brave New Books on Friday the 13th as we look into the Templar origins of Freemasonry. These are the same men, same bloodlines, tracking themselves back to the ancient pharaohs, tracking themselves back and through time. So why is it that we constantly have these same men in charge and we don't seem to notice? How is it that half of our presidents could belong to a single fraternity? How did it possibly happen that in the last election, our two choices were both Skull and Bones and cousins? Do you really think you get a choice? Bill Clinton was put into office for the same reason. He was railroaded into office just like all the rest of them, but we didn't see it because we kind of liked him. But we're going to get more to that right after I show you a little thing I did for Brave New Books. Brave New Books came along and they decided to sponsor the Freeman Perspective, and I wouldn't be on the air today if it weren't for them. So I made them a little honorary commercial, which I thought would be coming on in the next 30 seconds, but it's not. What we see here is shock and awe. Now, if you want to know how this is a global plot, imagine the words of Shekinah. Shekinah is the Hebrew word for the divine goddess. Saddam Hussein was rebuilding Nebuchadnezzar's palace and claimed to be Nebuchadnezzar reincarnated. Nebuchadnezzar was the most ancient evil ruler of Babylon. And when America came in with our divine goddess, the Shekinah, we struck him down with the Moab.
crossover in 1904 Guadalupe is a very interesting place. It's a brave new book. That's where your journey on the rabbit hole begins. In the fight against the New World Order, in the fight for humanity, in the fight against the globalists and the dehumanizers. Brave New Books.
BraveNewBookstore.com.
We want to thank Brave New Books. They have been so wonderful.
Can you tell I have a little bit of a sense of humor about this thing? I love it. Brave New Books has been awesome. I'm so happy to get involved with them. They've been putting on great discussions. Every week they have somebody else down there to talk about something of just amazing quality of guests. And Friday the 13th, we'll be down there talking about these guys. So I was telling you about Shock and Awe. Now, imagine that Shock and Awe was the name that the American military gave to the attack on Baghdad. And that was not by chance, as was not the capping of the Great Pyramid with gold, the bringing down of the Twin Towers. All of these things are symbolic. Shock and Awe is the divine goddess. She comes in and strikes Nebuchadnezzar, or Saddam Hussein, with the mother of all bombs, which, of course, in the military is known as the Moab. So check your Bible, and you'll find that they're following a script. I call it the Armageddon script. And you're going to find that the divine whirlwind, which is another term for the Shock and Awe, strikes Nebuchadnezzar using the Moabites. This man's CIA. Do you understand? It's a global scheme. There is no America at the top. There is no Russia at the top. Putin's a Freemason. The Iranian president's a Freemason. George W. Skull and Bones. There is no countries. That's something they gave to us. Just like they make you think that we have a president. Of course, president means first man in Egyptian. They're not lying to us. They have to tell us exactly what they're going to do. And this is why you'll see these events show up on movies and in television, occasionally on a dollar bill. Their most profound pantacle ever. They must tell us what they're going to do. It's part of the ritual. Because it's our free will that they're co-opting. Do you understand? I'm going to turn to the words of Jesus. I think you guys might be missing the Christian point. I find this interesting because a great many people miss this part of Jesus' talk, and I don't understand why. When I was with, I won't tell you that. But when we're looking to understand how to get out of this mess, all right, we're looking at this created chaos, this devastation to our very world. And that's exactly what they intend to do, is destroy our world to a point to where we have no hope but to turn to them for our own salvation. But even here in the Bible, even right before us, we find that if I knew which parable it was, that God and Jesus themselves tell you, are not the grass clothed by God? Is not the fowls and the beasts fed by God? Do you think anything less would be done for you? But we can't believe that. It's impossible for our brains to accept that life would go on without a government, without a police force. We want to believe that we need to be controlled, and therefore we are. People believe. Now, I've seen this constantly. When I take people out with me on the road, I find that this sense of foundation that we have in our magical pentacle, the dollar bill, gives us a calming, because we know we can go buy what we want. And I bring people out there and I strip that foundation away. They panic. I've seen many of my friends panic. They weren't ready for that. And I don't think humanity is ready for that. But we must be. We have no choice, right? It's either continue to be servants to these occultists or to find our own divinity within ourselves, to find our own power. Now, to jump back to Jesus one more time, Peter comes to him, and they're out on a boat. And Peter says, well, if you call me out, I'll walk on water. Jesus is like, all right, well, come. So Peter steps out, and he walks on water, because that's you and me. That's humanity. That's us. These miracles and more, we will all do if we believe in it. Peter steps out on the water, and he starts walking towards Jesus, and he panics. Oh, my God, my foundation is gone. There is no foot behind, underneath me. There is nothing for me to stand on. And he falls. He falls straight into the water. Jesus just looks at him and says, oh, ye of little faith. These miracles and more you will do. This is the belief that we need to construct. Now, they're going to constantly be hitting us with the Hollywood magical wand and try to convince us that this is not true. But it is true. We do have these powers. I've tested them, I've tried them, and I've bona fide know that this is the reality of reality. We can actually walk on water. Now, maybe that's figurative at this point. But I have certainly crossed this country numerous times without any means, without any foundation. I certainly didn't sit back and said, okay, I've got $3,000, I can make it to Tucson and back, and nah. I never thought to think that way, to be honest. I kind of missed the programming. I somehow skipped it in school. I didn't get the whole money thing, so I never used it. So I've managed to travel this country. I've lived in penthouses. I've been everywhere. I've seen many things and met hundreds of thousands of beautiful people without any money. Well, no, let's say that right. I ended up with money, but without manipulation, without forethought, without plans. I was not on vacation. I was on the road, and there's a huge difference between these two things. If you wonder why vacations are so stressful, you should try going on the road. Because you're going to find that synchronicity works. It is a reality within our matrix of reality. The reality of reality is what we're discussing here. We can do all these things, and we can... If we were to shed ourselves of these evil tyrants right at this moment, any of the rulers that we're looking at, they're all corrupted, I guarantee it. You can't elect a good one, I promise you that, because the entire system is corrupt from beginning to end. Money is a corruption right at the get-go. We don't need money. We don't need a Templar node, a magical pentacle for us to have what we need. Life works. The animals are fed. They don't suffer. Now, humanity has a unique perspective in the universe in that we're aware that we're aware. Consciousness. That's what they work on. They're not working on... Have you ever wondered, you know, if this is true, then if we have this New World Order trying to take us over, why haven't they simply come down with guns and forced us all into slavery? If that's all they need is slaves, then they could force us into that, could they not? Doesn't work that way. Reality is a manifestation of consciousness. They must manifest our consciousness. They must manifest what we actually think and feel. And then that generates out into reality. So they're not working on putting guns in our faces and slaves through warfare. They're working on creating a mindset to where you think that they're necessary and that this is all there is. This third dimensional reality is what they hope that you never see beyond. Now, they work way beyond the third dimension. That's what occultism is. That's what esoteric work is. That's what the Tree of Life and all the writings of the magicians are simply to try and express what they see, what they feel and experience on this other dimension. So that others, when they come along, already have a roadmap and can move a little further along down the line. It's true, folks. Synchronicity works. Reality would work. Humans are not... How many of you want to sit around and decipher which leader is actually a good one, and then if he has any power, if the guy underneath him actually has more power over him, or if there's a possible other candidate that we missed, or maybe there's a slip in the statute that we didn't know, and we were looking at statute 699.... No. That's not the way the humans work. We're a bunch of creative, crafty beings. And we will always be such. We love to create. We can't help it. So we'll create for free. Always. That's what humans do. I don't know what these guys are. I know what we are. And we are humanity. We are women and men. We do not need to submit an application for registration. We don't need to chase this bizarre dream. We have our own dream to live. And it can exist. But first, we gotta take our power back from these men. And we do that very simply. It's so easy that it's frightening. Because all we got to do is walk away from it all. How many of you are ready to walk out of your jobs? How many of you are ready to walk out of university? You've invested so much time and effort into all of this, and then if you walk away from it, what do you've got? Nothing, right? No, it's not true. You've got everything. You're going to believe this because they've trained you to believe this. You're going to believe that if you were to walk away from it all, you would have nothing. And it's just not the truth. And I'm the living experiment that's going to show you this reality. This is my third season on the Freeman perspective, and I still have yet to get a job. And I just want to keep chronicling that because it's been 7 years now since I've submitted an application for registration. And I do more, and I see more than anybody I know. I get out and I meet people, and you're all wonderful. I want to keep repeating that too. You're all wonderful. Full of wonder. Because that's the message that needs to be spread. But on the Freeman perspective, we're going to go ahead and we're going to dig in deep. We're going to try and uncover some of these things. We're going to get to the ancient roots of civilization. I've got the president of the Ancient Astronaut Society coming on. I have Dr. Michael Sala, head of Exopolitics Institute, going to talk to you about the different alien species involved with humanity. Now, there again, when we look at TV with like Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica, they want us to continue to think that even if we're out traveling in space, not that I want to escape planet Earth, I love planet Earth, but if we got out and we started traveling through space, these TV, Hollywood, magical wand, want you to believe that there's nothing but war and strife out there too. And look at Star Trek and their military dream. I guarantee Roddenberry was a Freemason. We're going to have Isaac Bonowitz on the show, and he is the only man to ever get a degree in magic. Yeah, magic is a college course, or a degree. He created it. So if he can prove it, if he can lay it out, prove it to you, prove it within his book Real Magic, then you might want to consider the power of occultism. Stuart Swerdlow. Oh, that's going to be an interesting show. I don't even want to spoil any of that. We're talking subterranean bases, Montauk experiments, mind consciousness altering. Linda Moulton Howe, that's going to be a great show. I can't wait to talk with her. High strangeness. Rosalind Peterson going to be talking about the chemtrails. Because they are absolutely out to get us. If any of you noticed that... over Pecan Street, when we had the Pecan Street Festival on Saturday and Sunday. I don't know how many of you managed to look up and notice the number of chemtrails over our heads and how heavy they were that day. Well, this is a huge clue for you. They're directed towards people. David Hatchell Childress, one of my favorite guys, he goes around, he's known as the modern-day Indiana Jones. He actually travels to India and South America, and he writes travel books only from an ancient astronaut perspective. Very intriguing stuff. It's going to be a great show with him. And then, of course, I'm still working on James Redfield and David Icke, because I can't wait for those. Because James, you know, he was an inspiration for me, and the message that I have to give you on synchronicity truly comes from his book, The Celestine Prophecies. Now, I can find it here in the Bible. I can tell you Jesus telling you the same thing James Redfield told you, and he's going to tell you something more, that there will come a time when there's panic. There is going to come a time when things get too rough. And this is the time we need to beware. This is the time we need to keep in mind, because this is the time that we should not panic. This is the time when we got to believe in our own divinity. This is the time when we need to know our own spiritual worth and our ability to manifest reality. I'm telling you, folks, this is the true key. Our own free will, our own spiritual beings. This is what's being usurped. That's why they're not coming in with guns. That's why they use all this propaganda. That's why you see all of those corporate logos and sigils in front of you. Now, of course, the military, they're dressed up in their magical outfits with their pentagrams and all of their other implements of magic and occult because they're ritual sacrifices. Same with Columbia. Same with the Challenger. And if you're curious about UFOs, they're starting to program that into our brain now, too, as the Atlantis came strolling back into the atmosphere. Well, as it was coming into its final orbit to land, they had to postpone for a day because they saw a garbage bag floating outside the door. Do you believe that? At the end of this film, you're going to see 20, 30 flying saucers filmed by the Columbia space shuttle. I've got more footage than that. We'll see more along the way. We're going to get deeper and deeper into this thing. Here you see their magical pentacles showing you the Twin Towers falling. Right there in the dollar bills, always been there. And those were crafted in 1996. This is a long plan, the great work. But there is another plan, the divine work. And it's within all of us. It's within our DNA. It's encoded in there. We don't need a Bible. We don't need any of these books. Everything we need to know is already inside of us. And we can access all of that. And we know it to be true. So when we see these horrors that they bring about, we have to remain in a place of love. And I know it's going to be hard. I know fear is going to want to creep in. It's already well within our consciousness. But we have no choice. And if we manifest this love instead of fear, then they lose and we win. And what does it mean to win? Ultimate manifestation. A life that's humane. An existence without war. An existence without crime, without strife. You don't believe it's true right now. I know you don't. And that's because Hollywood, the magical wand, is telling you it's not true. But I'm going to continue and continue to batter your reality. I plan on just baffling and hitting you with things from such a left field that you're not ready for it. We are moving into a new time, a new era. Might I say new age? This age of Aquarius. What does this mean? It's my belief that this is our position in the solar system, or in the galaxy, that our solar system is rotating as any other thing in the universe rotates, and we're rotating to face the central sun, the galactic core. And it's absolutely been proven time and time again, or at least recently in science, that DNA is affected by vibrations of light and sound. and words. So they put up frequency modulators in order to manipulate our very vibration and the vibration of the radiation coming in. This is the point of the chemtrails and HAARP, to manipulate our very vibration as we move into this new age of light, this new age where we become dream beings. They don't want you to move into an expression of freedom. They don't want your DNA to alter. And they've got good slaves right now. Good God, they don't want to lose that. Of course, they're digging down deep into the earth. They're going miles and miles under the earth into subterranean bases, leaving us on the surface getting gassed with chemtrails and radiated with electromagnetic frequencies. It's going to be rough. I mean, they're dug in. They're set up. They're ready to go. Y2K was set up just to build some subterranean bases. They gave you the fear to follow, and then they say, okay, well, look, you know, we're going to build these subterranean bases and just in case. And we allow it. And that's the key, that we allow it. So if we want to be free beings, if we want to live in a world without war and strife, we must choose your free will, your free choice to do so. You must be able to get up and walk whenever you so desire. You must be able to live life as a human, as a woman or a man, without submitting an application for registration. Because you exist. Keep that in mind. You exist. Does that sink in? You're not property. This is your planet. You exist in that space that you are now standing in. And this is your place to be. There's nobody superior. Nobody inferior. We are equal before the law. Before it all. Before less. Before that. We are equal. We are humans. We are women and men. And we love. Don't let them fool you. Don't let them convince you that we're all evil, deceitful, horrible beings. Because we're just not. I know. I've been around. And if we give up this foundation that we call civilization, which is actually a manifestation of this Atlantean, extraterrestrial, pan-dimensional conspiracy. If we let it all go, if we let the foundation drop and all of a sudden we're floating, we're going to find that we like it. We like it a lot. It's true. And more than you can imagine, I mean, the things that are going to go on after that moment occurs, because this moment has to occur, right? There's a new world order, there's a new world order. One is total dictatorial control. The other is humanity loving one another. One way or another, countries are going to fall. That whole idea. There never have been countries. These were constructs. These were the two columns, the two pillars, to fight one another, to take care of the center. The story has been told. I showed you how Batman became the fallen angel. Well, the story has been told in the Book of Enoch and other books of how the fallen angels came down to this earth. And there's the story of the Tower of Babel and how they separated mankind into warring tribes so that we would be busy with one another and not messing with them. And that's exactly what's going on. They don't die in the war. Are you kidding? If you go into war as a Mason and come across your enemy combatant, and you give him the sign of a Mason in distress, and he knows this sign, he's a Mason as well, he's not going to shoot you. Because these brothers, they don't kill one another. They kill you. And they get you to kill for them. And I don't personally think they're human. We keep digging into this picture, and you're going to see that this is way more a bizarre tale than you're ready to to handle, maybe. But we are ready. We need this message. We need this understanding. We need to know what's actually going on planet Earth. And that's what the Freeman Perspective is all about. I'm willing to go where others are not. I'm willing to touch base on pan-dimensional beings, occultic ritual, and the other ancient astronauts. And just what is civilization? You know, we believe that this is all manifested through an evolutionary process, that humanity itself wants to live like this. I don't know one of you that wants to live like this. And when people come out to the Rainbow Gathering, which is coming to Texas next year, so we won't have to go very far and you can all come. I've seen this time and time again, that when somebody gets out there in this human environment, this human experience, they start to shake. I've seen it over and over again. They start to shake. They start to cry. They start to panic. What's going wrong with me? What's going on with me? I've seen it over and over again. This is comfort. We've never known it. We live in a world of trauma. We live in a world of abuse. And it's all been manufactured by our consent. And when you get out of that, when you step into a truly human environment, when you actually get into a human experience, all of a sudden, all these negative radiations that you've been holding inside of you vibrate right out of your body. A couple days later, you'll be fine. You'll be dancing, singing, having a great time, loving one another. I see it all the time, people. I mean, it's the truth. Humans love, and they create, and they will do both without getting paid in Templar notes. I guarantee it. Go to Kerrville if you can't make it to Rainbow and watch the labors of love that occur there. People working for free. Oh my God. So, what's the first step? First step is to understand your own personal control mechanisms. We all got one. Mine's aloof. I tend to be aloof. I'll shadow myself from you so that I don't have to deal. And force you to give me your energy. And that's what we do. It's a combat. We try to draw one another's energy from one another. So what we got to do is start getting more focused on life and beauty. And once you get there, that's the first step. So first of all, just go sit out in your garden or any place that's beautiful and just be. And enjoy.